Good morning and God bless everyone. It's almost noon on January 21st of 2026 on Wednesday. And what I'd like to share about is just how God works with us and how intentional He is with each one of us, and that He has a design in mind for each one of us works to do. And these are God-designed works. And God is very intentional about what He does, just as much as He's intentional about leading us forward and blessing our lives with increase in prosperity and all that stuff. And this morning when I woke up, my mornings don't, they aren't all the same actions. The first thing I do or try to do when I wake up is my mind goes to God, and then I just go as He leads me. And this morning, He inspired me to just think about my goals that I had written down, and I have written them down. What I want to see happen in 2026, I've written it down. What I'm willing to do in my laboring together with God, I wrote those things down. They're like my commitments to God, before God, in written form. And then, of course, my visualizations. I have little sentences that I look at, and then I dwell upon those sentences that I've written, those little things. And they're in line, of course, with what I want to see come to pass in 2026. And I do my visualizations accordingly. And so this morning, I just had a desire to check in with God, not so much about the goals that I've set or the things that are in place, because I'm pretty solid that that's what God wants me to do. I mean, He wants me to pray for laborers. He wants me to have a Zoom fellowship. He's given me the logistics, the details of doing those things. He wants me to prosper. I've written some goals about honoring God, things that I would like to see happen in my life as far as giving. Giving more generously, giving more liberally with greater heart than I even did in 2025. That sort of thing is what I'm talking about. Those things are pretty solid with me, but it's really the day-to-day things that come up as I'm living my life. And I checked in with God this morning about those, and I just said, God, you know, I want to make sure that I'm being led by You, because I know that a man's heart devises many things, but he doesn't think as man thinks. He doesn't see as man sees. And I don't want to be seeing with my own heart's desire, you know, with my own mind, really, not really my heart's desire, but with my own mind and my own thinking and my own reasoning. I didn't want that to be the case. God knows that with all my heart, I want to walk with Him, and I want to walk by faith, not by sight. I want to walk with His wisdom and not my own, because my own wisdom always lets me down. And so I examined myself before God, and I really think that that's the heart of being led by God, is you have to spend time with God, and iron sharpens iron. Of course, we think of that in terms of each other, that we each exhort and comfort and admonish and that sort of thing with each other. And that's true. But also God and you together, working together, and you laying your heart and your life and your mind and your actions before God and going to Him to examine it, He will sharpen you. We know that that's true. And the thing that really is on my heart as a believer, as a leader, and as a believer in the things of God, is that I want myself to be salted. Lawrence has covered this earlier in the year, right off the bat. And, you know, these things that have been said to us right off the bat in 2026, these are the things that God was very intentional about working through Lawrence and other people to lay it out. And there's a lot on the website, Grace, Love, and Truth website, with regard to how God wants us to live and visualize ourselves and go forward in 2026. And one of the things that really resonated with me was being salted. I want to be salted in my words. I want to be true to my word. And, you know, our words should not be spoken off the cuff, should not be a light matter in our minds or in our hearts. The words that we speak and the actions that we take according to the words that we speak are highly important to God. And when you look at the scriptures and you go through the scriptures in the Old Testament, you can see God's criteria for his people. Many times God, in the Old Testament in particular, he would preface his discussion of a certain person as, this man walked rightly, walked uprightly, or walked perfectly, or this person did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. You know, that was God's criteria. He's constantly looking to see, are you with me or are you not? And those people who were with God, they were the ones that received the ways of God, right? Moses, God made known his acts to the children of Israel, but he made known his ways unto Moses. Well, what do you think those ways are? It was the vision. God gave the vision to Moses. He gives the vision to his people that he knows are going to take care of it, who salted people who mean what they say and do what they say they're going to do. And it is so important. And I want to be in that ballpark. I want to be on that team where I am walking with God uprightly. And we are righteous and we are free. And God gives us the choice to whether we want to choose life or choose the other way. And the ways that don't produce any godly fruit. Well, I want to be in the ways that produce godly fruit. And God has designed his world, his universe, and our spiritual lives. He has designed them a certain way. And there are certain works that we are to do. And really, these works are non-negotiable if you really want to walk with God. And he designed them because, see, God's not a fluff kind of a God. He's very intentional about everything that he wants us to do. There's profit in everything that he wants us to do. But you have to do them in order to see that profit. And it's a personal profit, and it goes out from you to reach beyond your own life and your own heart, your own way of life. What we do has a great impact. And, you know, the things that we know to do, those bedrock foundation things that we know to do, speaking in tongues, God's very intentional about that. And, you know, to the natural man or the carnal mind, it seems ridiculous to do something like that. But if you do it, you start to see the greatness of it. And it's where God's spirit is teaching our spirit, and our spirit is teaching our mind. We are speaking heavenly words, words that are not known to us, but we're speaking those heavenly words. And God is also speaking to that spirit within us. And then that spirit is teaching our mind. And then we can go forward knowing that, and being confident that we are walking with God. That's the importance. One of the great things about speaking in tongues, other than it's perfect prayer, and it's magnifying God, and it's speaking divine secrets unto God, and it is speaking the wonderful works of God. You know, wonderful things about speaking in tongues. It's massive. And then connection, guys. You know, our first connection is to God. Our first connection responsibility is to God. And that's why I go to God often about myself. And I go to God and discuss myself with him and make sure that I am in line with him and focused upon him and that my thinking is correct. And I ask him for wisdom, and he does give that wisdom liberally. And, you know, but we have a connection as a body of believers as well. We have to move together. That's the way God designed it. He set it up this way, this intentional way. We are not islands or entities unto ourselves. We do need each other, and it is by God's design, His heavenly holy design, that we have this body where Christ is the head, and we are members in particular, and we all have certain functions, and we must function together. The unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace is crucial. I am telling you, speaking by the Spirit right now, that it is crucial for us to unify together and move together in the way God wants us to move for our group to be successful in 2026. For us to see the full fruit in manifestation, for us to see the fullness of God in manifestation. It's crucial. The connection is crucial, and we can't treat it lightly, and I don't. I don't treat it lightly. You know, I isolated myself for many years from people, and the reason why I did that was carnal. It was fear-based. Some people isolate themselves because they don't think they need anybody else. I can do it all myself. You know, I can do it better than anybody else, or I don't like to have to rely on anybody else. Well, those things are contrary to the will of God. God put this body in place for a reason, and it's the way to go. And anything else is not by God's design and won't bear fruit. Everything will come to naught. So the connection is crucial to God, to ourselves, and to our minister or ministers. Honoring God, I think honoring God is, you know, we've had so many wonderful teachings on honoring God, and I would exhort you to go to the teachings on giving, particularly the very first one. That first one set my heart on fire for this year. And let God work in your heart. Go to God about honoring Him and spend time. You have to dwell upon these things with God, and He will show you the greatness of them. And then as you obey and go forward and do them, then you will see the great fruit. Praying for laborers. I have a solid vision in place for praying for laborers, for visualizing my laborers, for visualizing the lay of the land. This is my field here in Ellerslie, Columbus, Georgia, LaGrange, Georgia, Alabama, and beyond, Oklahoma, wherever. God has given me things to think about and visualize and expect and hope for and believe for. And I do believe it with all my heart. I will have laborers this year. God will be throwing those laborers out to me, and I visualize it and confess it every day. And then speaking and living by the Spirit. We practice these things. And we practice them with intention, with a seriousness of purpose. That seriousness of purpose doesn't mean that we don't have a good time. I can't tell you the joy. I can't even describe to you the joy that I've been feeling as I've really been faithful to be intentional and to be disciplined and to be true to my word and to be faithful before my Father and just live my life unto God. The joy that comes from that, the lightheartedness, the ability to enjoy your life and to go forward with just having fun and knowing that the things that you are doing are that you're just right in line, going right down the path. It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And that's part of the fruit of living this wonderful life and being disciplined to do these things. You know, fruit of the Spirit, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And that joy comes from seeing God work in your life as you stay faithful and true and humble. And you see yourself growing stronger, and that the things, like the song says, the things of earth grow strangely dim. The things that were strongholds in your life, maybe for all your life, those strongholds are not there anymore. They're obliterated. And it's because of your faithfulness, because of your intentionality with God. You see, we have to have a discipline and a desire to have an upright heart with our God, because that's God's supreme desire for us. Because if we do have that, then He can work within us to bless us, to fill us with all of his knowledge. But we have to take these things seriously and know that there are some things in our lives that are just not negotiable, and that we refuse to be distracted from. And those five things are crucial and critical. And being true, being honest, being just, having a good report, knowing that the things that you have said you will do, you do. And if you stumble, that you acknowledge it before God and you get back on track. That's a life of integrity. And with all my heart and with all my soul, all my strength and all my mind, I want to live a life of integrity before my God. And I just encourage you to have that same desire if you have any issues with that, you know, and if you're walking that way, praise God, we can walk together. And you know, other people may look at you and think that you're being legalistic. Just disregard that thought, because you know whether your heart is right before God or not. God will let you know. He will call to your attention the things that may be not being done with the right heart. Or that's something that you didn't think was important, that he's saying, hey, this is important. Pay attention to this. Let's change this. Let's tweak this so that you can be sharpened up a little bit better, so that I can bless you more and more. You know, that's my life. That's what I want to see, and what I the kind of person that I want to be. And I'm very thankful for the people in our fellowship, because I think we do have that heart to do that. But let's line our actions up with our heart and make sure that we're clear and concerned about doing the things of God the way God wants them done. And let's be true to our word, let's be true in our actions, and let's think the right thoughts, and let's see God work mightily for us individually and as a group of believers together this year in 2026. This is our year. This is the year of the believer, of the upright person with God. This is our year. So let's move forward together, and let's respect each other. Let's respect the Spirit of God that lives and works within each one of us. And let's not speak evil. Let's not speak anything negative. Let's just stay put, stay focused, and move forward. And we will see our mighty God work signs, miracles, and wonders all over the place. God bless you. I love you.